joined on the line now by author and historian Anita Lehrman, who's written a book called The Geneva Chronicles, an illustrated history as told by Allo, the Allo Broge, and his horse. So, Anita, thank you so much for joining us to tell us all about your book. It's very beautiful. I've got a copy here with me in the studio.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's a pleasure. Now, first of all, I want to find out a little bit about why you wrote this book. Tell me the story of how this came about and you decided I need to get this published.
Okay. So, yes. Yeah, so when we first moved to Geneva with my young family, my son struggled settling in. And being a historian myself, I sort of strongly believe in history helping people settling into a place. And so I tried to find a book about Geneva's history or even Swiss history for him to read together. And I couldn't find anything. And so I ended up writing it myself.
I guess that is the best way to go about finding something that you need is to just, I guess, just do it yourself in the end.
That's right. That's
I'll just go about it. You are an author yourself. Have you written many other things, and are they all about history?
No, they're not all about history, but I have written, I've got 9 other books published, and there, some of them are children's books, some are for adults, some are fiction, some are non-fiction.
This being the Geneva Chronicles, can you tell me something about the history of Geneva that you found out whilst researching for this book that you don't think that I'll know? Because I think we cover things like the history of Geneva and the whole story of Escalade and throwing soup out of a window. That gets covered every year because there's a festival around it. Mm-hmm. But what is in this book that we might actually discover if we were to have a look?
Oh, there are loads of things, but I mean, maybe we could start with the narrator of the story, Allo the Allo Broge. It's actually, I was inspired to have him as a narrator of the story, him and his horse, because there is a skeleton of him underneath Geneva Cathedral in the archaeology museum there. And there is a skeleton of a one-armed Allo Broge, a chieftain that was buried there thousands of years ago. And so I decided he was going to become the narrator of this book. And there is a horse, remains there as well in the in that museum, so I decided he was going to have a horse psych.
We've got chapters in here from Roman times, a tsunami in Geneva, the Reformation, Escalade, of course it is covered, so you do get topped up. 18th century, you've got a whole sort of timeline in there. Who would you say that this book is actually for? Who did you have in mind?
Well, I had my children in mind, but I think anyone who wants to learn anything, who wants to understand the city better, I would say, for me, sort of understanding history is key to understanding a place. And for me, if you live in Geneva and sometimes get confused, I think understanding Calvin and what he did to the city for the better and the worse, for example, is a really good starting point and really interesting as well. I mean, it always sounds very dry when you think about the Reformation and Calvin and stuff. It's actually really, really fun and interesting. And that's what I aimed to do with this book. It's for armchair historians. It's for people who want to know about history without having to read heavy, serious history books. It's very light. It's very light whilst also very informative.
It is very, it's very light and very beautifully illustrated as well. That's another thing. It comes with plenty of pictures, which makes it very kid friendly too. Tell me a little bit about the collaboration that you did for all of the illustrations.
Yes, so I met Pierre Wazem. He's a quite well-known Genevan illustrator who really loves the history of Geneva. He's very, very settled in Geneva. And so he and I started working together and trying to find funding for the book in the first place so he would be able to do the illustrations. So we've been going back a few, it took a few years to get funding for this book and to get the publisher to agree to publish it because it's such a small market. So Pierre and I have worked together for 5 or 6 years now to make it happen. And I'm really, really pleased with the result.
I think you made a beautiful book. Congratulations on it. And we'll put a link up to the book so you can see some of the illustrations as well, 'cause it is really a key part of it too. And you can have a little look, maybe learn a little bit about Calvin, Frankenstein, the history of the jet d'eau, all of that in there. This is The Geneva Chronicles, an illustrated history as told by Allo the Allo Broge and his horse, written by Anita Lehrman. Anita, thanks very much for joining us on the show this morning to tell us all about it.
Thank you very much for having me.